Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee. Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time for our weekly conversation with the head coach of the Stanford Cardinal, Coach David Shaw. Coach, what's going on? Congrats.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I tell you, the numbers don't really pop out at you yardage-wise from the game on Saturday against SC, but it just looked like a totally different team than the week before. You cut the penalties from 9 to 5. You didn't have the turnovers. Well, week one, it kind of looked like a team kind of searching or trying to figure things out, how to win a football game. It looked like this team was like totally in tune and focused on the game plan.
Yeah, we obviously just played a lot better. We made plays. The guys were, you know, I wouldn't say embarrassed, but they looked at the missed opportunities against Kansas State, especially on the offensive side. I mean, we missed 3 touchdown passes. We were inefficient in different areas. We turned the ball over twice. We got a bunch of penalties that got us either out of field goal range or second and long, third and long, which is just so hard to come back from against a good defense. So we cut down the errors. Got the balls were there. The quarterback made the plays. The guys went up and took the ball away from the defenders. Mm-hmm. And then we had a really good performance from the defense, including a pick six that really, really swung the game.
Yeah, I thought the defense played really well. In fact, I think that's 2 weeks in a row they played some pretty good football. But Tanner McKee just looked like he was totally at ease running the ship. He didn't look like there were nerves. It looked like he was poised. Looked like he was just under control, like he'd been doing it a while.
Yeah, you know, he's inexperienced, but he's not young. You know, he came out of high school, went on a 2-year Mormon mission, was a freshman with his last year. So, you know, he's 3 years out of high school. He's pretty mature. He's got a lot of positive energy. He's from Southern California, right? So it was just kind of one of those kind of coming home moments. Mm-hmm. And he really, really played well.
Coach, you know, you've had a lot of success winning on the road. And I think you've beaten a top 20 team on the road in like 8 of your 11 years at Stanford, which is a hell of an accomplishment. What is that task and what is it, you know, like, and what is the key? Is there anything that you've learned through the years that you could share with us that you think is an effective thing that you guys do to prepare to play on the road against some of the better teams on your schedule?
Well, it's kind of 3 things. Number one, and always number one, is recruiting. You better have some guys. You know, all the Gipper speeches in the world, you know, are not going to rush the passer for you. So you got to have a really good football team. Vic Fangio used to say a great thing, which he said for years, college and the NFL, you know, always pack your defense, you know, when you go on the road. It's just that mentality of you have to play better on defense on the road. Right, you got the opposing crowd. You know, the offense is going to play with a lot of energy. They're not going to have any noise to deal with. So defensively, you got to have that mindset of, you know, we got to go in and we have to play well on the defensive side. And then lastly, for me, it's just kind of the whole team mentality of being very in tune with what your game plan is, being very specific with what guys' responsibilities are, not responding to the emotion of the crowd or the emotion of the moment. And like most teams in all sports that go on the road, You know, it's just that us versus them mentality, right? Mm-hmm. It's us against the world mentality. Don't count on the officials bailing you out. You know, just count on your teammates and yourself going out there and playing well.
Coach David Shaw, Stanford, joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. I was going to ask you about your offensive line, but you mentioned your defense and having some guys. You got a guy on that defense in Caillou Blue Kelly. Just watching you guys over these first couple of weeks and really learning about, you know, who you are and what you have, that young fella, especially last week, just absolutely jumps off the screen. He was everywhere. He was making plays, and maybe we're getting too far ahead, but as an observer, I look and go, that's a young man that has a really good chance of playing on Sunday.
Oh, there's no question. He's got all the tools, length, speed, athleticism. I believe he was a 23, 24-foot long jumper coming out of high school, so
wow.
He's explosive. The kid's got a chance to be special. I'm curious now, after the first 2 weeks, how many balls come his way, right? Mm-hmm. When you put film on back-to-back weeks like this, you know, most quarterbacks say, hey, let me check that other side out. And he's ready for that, knowing that he may not get a lot of opportunities, but he's going to take advantage of the ones that he gets. But the kid's really special, really athletic, showed the first week that he could play nickel also, so we can get him in the slot if we need to. I'm really excited about what he's able to do. And yes, he's got the ability to play in that Sunday league.
Hey, Coach, when I watch your teams, I kind of think you're an old-school guy. I mean, as far as wanting to control both lines of scrimmages, run the ball, stop the run, that sort of thing. How much have you embraced, like, the kind of the new way of thinking in football now, where, like, fourth and two just seems like, I don't know, do you want to go for it? You're on 25. Yeah, let's go for it. This little sheet in front of me says we should go for it here. I mean, numbers don't lie. But numbers don't also factor in the human element. They don't factor in weather. They just don't factor in all the things that coaches are out there for, their expertise that they can see with their eyes. How much do you factor that in now? Are you the same as you were 5 years ago, 10 years ago? I know everybody's always changing and evolving, but how much does that change your thinking, if anything?
All of those quadratic equations that people bring up to use in decision-making, those things don't affect me. I learned from John Gruden a long time ago, and I believe it wholeheartedly. Play calling is about a combination of your preparation and your gut, right? You can't, if you prepare and you're ready and you prepare for your opponent, then you're able to make good decisions. And then on a moment-to-moment basis during the game, you use your gut. And that piece of paper is very clean, it's very unemotional, mm-hmm. and something on there is right, but it's not always right. So I always tell people whenever this conversation comes up, I say, okay, you take that sheet of paper with you to the post-game press conference when you went for it on fourth and two on your own 5-yard line, and you didn't get it. Like, show the reporters that sheet when they ask you that question. So, like, that's my thing. It's like, whatever I do, I have to be able to defend it, right? I have to just defend it to my team. I have to defend it to my athletic director. I have to defend it to our alumni and fans, right? So I need to have a reason. And usually the reason for me is, hey, this is what we prepared for. This is what we saw. We took this opportunity because of this, as opposed to, well, the percentages say that we should just go for it.
Yeah.
So much like this past game, we were going to be aggressive. Played a third down call inside the 10-yard line. We're trying to get inside the 5 to the 4 to go for it on fourth down. We lost yardage. We didn't get it, so we kicked it. We got the field goal, but we got the penalty, which now got us back inside the 5, which for me was like, hey, we went into the game saying we're going to be aggressive, so we're going to go for it. So took points off the board, went for it and got it, not because the stat sheet said we should, but because that was our game plan, that was our mentality, and I thought we kind of had them on the ropes. Defense was playing well. Hey, let's not go up 10-7. Let's go up 14-7. So that to me is how you make decisions.
Yeah, I thought that was a big.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles, discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Big play in the game. You know what you should do, Coach? You should bring that sheet of paper with you and set it up next to you and put a microphone in front of it and just have it sit there. And maybe you could go, you know what? I'd like you to address the sheet of paper with that question. What do you think, Sheet?
Doesn't say much. Quiet guy.
Coach, you know, let's talk about the one topic I know you hate talking about the most, and that's you. You know, 91-37 now. That's a pretty good win percentage. Winningest coach in the history of the program. And, you know, I'll say it. I mean, you recruit good kids. You graduate your kids. You're the only program in the country playing 12 Power 5 opponents this year. So you play people, and you win games, 91-37. And I'm just looking at the all-time Pac-12 coaching list with Donahue up top and Don James and John McKay. I mean, every time we've talked, you've said that you know, would love to stick around until your kids could go to Stanford. And last I saw your kid, he was pretty small. What do you think? I mean, how would you feel? I mean, do you think about that, being atop that list at any down the road? Is that a goal for you? How do you see your career?
I'm not going to lie. Like, I understand where I am there and where my name is there, and that's a credit to a lot of the student-athletes and coaches here, but I'm a Pac-12 guy from the time I was really young, and that is it's still kind of flabbergasting to me. Like, somebody told me the other day that I just passed Pete Carroll in conference wins. I was like, seriously?
Wow.
You know, but that's I love that. I love the fact that we're able to have a steady, consistent winning program at Stanford in our conference. Like, that means a lot to me. But yeah, outside of that, anything else, you know, doesn't really matter to me. Love the fact that we're winning. Love the fact that, you know, just even asking that question and talking about Terry Donahue and Don James, those guys are on a pedestal, you know, for me. So I think that's really cool. But you know, for me, it's just about getting ready to play the next game and keep a one game winning streak alive.
And the next game for Stanford is this Saturday against Vanderbilt. Stanford gets back into Pac-12 conference play against a somewhat surprisingly good UCLA team after the Vanderbilt game. Our weekly conversation with David Shaw happening here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. Ever since Clay Helton got fired, Coach, I've been thinking of a way to ask this question elegantly and definitely not unintelligently. If that score in that game happens to USC and it's Oregon, there's a really good chance that Clay Helton doesn't lose his job. Does it rankle you that the thought of USC losing to Stanford is enough for a man to lose his job? And let's all be fair, you know, he was on the hot seat. They've been looking to replace. We knew how boosters and powerful people in big programs are, but it seemed like the Stanford loss was the last straw. But you guys aren't a chump program. Does that rankle you in any way, or is that just part of big-time college football?
Actually, it's both. Right? It's part of big-time college football. But at the same time, you know, and my uncle is an All-American at USC. I understand how that program works. It's unfortunate, right? I said it the other day that, you know, there are some people in all programs that are living in the past. And we're not the Stanford program from the 60s. Right, that got swept by John Robinson and the crew. That's not us. The fact that some people can't get over it, or they take it harder because it's Stanford, that's on them. Now, we've been a good program for over a decade. So I don't say that kind of rankles me. It just shows how some people have not moved on into the present. That being said, hey, athletic directors have to do what they have to do. Programs have to do what they have to do. It's unfortunate. I took a part of my press conference yesterday to talk about Clay, you know, and my look at it is as the unrealistic expectation that he had to deal with. The guy was a head coach for 6 years and went to 3 Pac-12 championship games. Right? Nobody else in the South has been to more than 2, but he gets fired after game 2 in year 7. Like, that's sad, but that's also where we are right now in big-time college athletics.
And if I could squeeze in a question about your team so you could throw some shine on the young men that really went out there and did it. you guys look like Stanford this past weekend. Your offensive line was, to me, absolutely dominant from start to finish. To be able to get back to that identity, I'm sure was pleasing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We haven't played perfectly up front, but to be able to pass protect against that unit, where there were a lot of pressures, a lot of blitzes, let the young quarterback have a chance to go back there and throw it, to get everybody clean. So we got a guy with some speed to get the edge and get the game started with the long run. My other guys played well, and I think we're going to continue to improve there. And we got, you know, four juniors and a sophomore on that offensive line. I think they're all going to improve throughout the season.
Coach Tucker Fisk, I was talking to the guys before, a legit two-way player, and he's a really good blocking tight end, and he's also a defensive end. I mean, how do you split up the reps for him in practice?
Well, he's done so much on the offensive side. Most of his practice is on defense. You know, he knows the offense inside and out. He's been playing with us for 3 years. So if there's something new, we take him for part of the individual period, make sure he understands what to do, and we send him back over to the defense. That's just where he needs the most improvement and the most growth. So we make sure he knows what to do on the offensive side, but he's becoming a better and better defensive lineman.
Did he come to you with that idea, or did you ask him if it was something that might interest him?
It was really all Tucker. Now Dyron Reynolds, our defensive line coach, has been asking for him for 5 years now since we recruited him, right? To any defensive lineman worth it, defensive line coach worth his salt, everybody looks like a potential defensive lineman. So he's been begging for Tucker. But it was Tucker during the spring because we had a couple of injuries. And we're really light on the defensive line. And he said, hey, Coach, you know, I can go over there and help. I said, no, thanks, Tuck. We appreciate it. Thank you. He said, no, really, Coach. I think I can help. I'm like, not just now, but maybe during the season. I said, okay, well, we're light on there right now, and we're healthy at the tight end position. So if you want to go over there for a couple of days until guys come back, that's fine. And the first couple of days he went over there, he was impressive, you know, quick, strong, physical. The guy's 285 pounds and athletic. And after spring, we said, you know what, he might be able to do this and maybe play 20 plays on defense and 15 to 20 plays on offense and still be okay. So that's where we left it. And that's what he's been doing so far this year.
Wow. I'm going to take a wild guess and say you weren't the one that came up with the Dallas, LA, Nashville first three games of the season. Interesting crisscrossing of the country, but give us a little idea of what to expect with Vandy. I know I watched just a smidgen of the game. They had a nice win against Colorado State, fell behind, and came back and won that game. What kind of challenges do they present?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I told our team. You know, Derek Mason, close friend of mine, has been there for years. And I know Clark Lee a little bit, have met him before. He's at Notre Dame. That place has been the same for a long time, which is they may not play well against, you know, lower competition, but when the competition raises, they raise, right? I told them, but we're not the scariest team on their schedule, right? So they're not going to come in afraid of us. They're playing Georgia. They're playing like all these other people. So they're going to give us their best shot. They're going to raise their game. Whatever we've seen on film, they're going to play better than what we've seen on film because that's been their MO. They beat Tennessee a couple of years ago. They took Georgia to the brink a couple of years ago. So this is the team that's going to come to battle. They have some length. They have size. They got an experienced quarterback. They got some guys that can hurt you if you're not on your game. So I want to make sure that our guys are preparing like they're supposed to and now just focusing on us playing a better game than we just played this past weekend.
And real quick, do you have to mention to the team, I know we just beat SC and Vanderbilt is an SC, but if you don't bring that same type of intensity, you can lose? I mean, are letdown spots, because I've always thought letdown spots happen. It doesn't mean you lose the game. It just means it's hard to get up 12 straight weeks, and there are going to be some flat spots in a schedule. And you got Oregon the following week. Is that something you mention or not?
You touch on it, but you do it in such a way not to mention the negative side, but to mention the positive side, right? Like, hey, we just played a game. Now we're going to travel across the country and see if we can play better. And here are the challenges. right, to make sure the guys know now, hey, we're watching, we're effort, you got to get your sleep, you got to get your rest, you got to find that same energy, juice, and mojo, because we do have one of the toughest schedules in America. Yeah. And we are, you know, as John Gruden would say, hey, we are like the Rolling Stones, man. We're a traveling roadshow. But that means you got to bring it every night, man. If those guys can bring it every night, you know, our young guys can bring it every night.
Hey, Coach, we always appreciate the time. Again, congrats on the victory down in Los Angeles against the Trojans. Best of luck against the Commodores, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Dolls. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.